Today's daf is daf Ayin Gimel. So we are at the very, very top. The Mishnah says, Eilu hein shematzilin nosam benafshim. The following are people that you could save them with their nefesh, meaning you could take away their life to save them. So who are you saving here? So Rashi says, it's a big machlokas. We show him here, Rashi says, matzilin nosam ben havera. The one, the rodef, who's about to do an avera, you save him from doing an avera, while other Rishonim seem to say you're saving the nirda from being attacked. You're saving the victim. So you're saving the victim from being hurt, or you're saving the violator from violating an avera. It happens to be both, but which is the focus? It could be stadium in Echanami. Look at Tosos. Tosos writes Lahatzila further down. Halfway down, he writes Lahatzila Benafsho. He writes, Mashmal Salashon Shematzilin Hanirdaf Benafsho Sharodev. Sound like you're saving the victim. Aval Lo Yitachin doesn't make sense. Lefarish Kain Berodev Achar Behema. But when you're chasing after Behema, the Behema is not a victim. So in which case he changes. It must be like Rashi that's really saving the Rodev from violating an Avera. There is room to say that the behema somehow is involved in a deeper level. We had the sugyas earlier on where you kill a behema who's mishkav behema. So the question is why? Because of a takala, because it's going to be an embarrassment. So there might be some level of avera, whatever that means to a behema, but Tosas doesn't like that. You're really saving the rodef from violating an avera. Now if you assume it's saving the rodef from violating an avera, it might be some level of onesh. You're actually punishing him. It's like a punish at preempting the avera almost. So either tatsala from the avera or an onesh from the avera that he's about to do. Or maybe the act of chasing down might itself be an avera that's worthy of an onesh. So we'll see in the Gemara how there seems to be an inin of an onesh for the rodef as well. So the Mishnah says, Elohein matzilin al sam benafshin, harodef acher hachavera lahargo, guy who's chasing another guy to kill him. Acher hazachar, after to do mishkav zachar, acher nara murasa, to chase after an engaged girl. Aval harodef acher behema hamachal as a Shabbos va'ovid, ovid dechachavim, e matzilin al sam benafshin. Those cases you don't kill the rodef who's chasing to do Shabbos, to violate Shabbos. Those three examples you would not kill him. And Rashi explains because if you look at Rashi, it's not such a bad avera. When it comes to that there's an erva and there's kalon, there's some level of embarrassment and there's a pakam that the victim's going to be somehow affected, so then is it going to be a case of rodef? But the last case is the behema. There's no inyan of pagam by a behema, in which case you don't have to kill the rodef. There is an interesting line here that Rashi says behema is domel arayos, but doesn't say that it actually is one of the arayos. There seems to be a discussion in the Rishonim whether mishka behema is considered one of the arayos or not. Rashi says it's only Doma, but it's not actually one of the Arayos. So the Gemara begins as follows. Tanu Rabbanan. Minayin l'rodef acher chaveru l'hargo, a guy chasing another guy to kill him, shenitein l'hatzila b'nafsho, you could save the nirdaf by killing the rodef. How do you know you could do this? Tamalomer, the pasuk says, lo samar adamri echa, don't stand by seeing your friend's blood spilled. So we see you have to protect his pikuach nefesh. The pasuk lo samo is coming to teach me that you could kill a rodef. Hami Barley is teaching me another halacha. Lichadatanya minayin the roa es chaver shu tovea benar. You see your friend drowning. Ochay garaso, or an animal's attacking him. A listen barnalav, or bandits are chasing him. Shehu chayv latil, that you need to save him. Tamalomer lo tamura damarecha, that you can't stand beside, can't stand watching him die. So it's not teaching me that you have to kill a rodef, it's teaching me you save a guy who's in a very serious situation. So how do you know the source that you could kill a rodef? And what's the source you could kill a rodef to save an unnirdaf? So just like an amarasa, that the man chasing her to violate her and to affect her and to be pogame her, Amr Torah nitein latzil benafsha. The pasuk says you could kill the rodef who's chasing after an amarasa. So then, rodef acher chaver lahargo, a guy that's trying to do a more serious offense where there's a creator pagam, where he's actually trying to kill someone, not simply violate a girl, but which is not obviously a light thing, but to even kill a person, kal v'chomer, you should be able to kill the rodef who's chasing another person to kill him. Alachas kama v'kama. So again, if you could save a nar marasa from a rodef, certainly you could kill a person who's rodef lahargo. So Gemara says, what kind of kavachomer is this? Are you allowed to use a kavachomer to apply an onesh? So what's the Gemara assuming? Gemara is assuming that killing a rodef is called an onesh. Didn't we say above it was a hatzala? You're saving the guy. So clearly here the Gemara assumes it's an onesh, killing a rodef, and therefore you cannot apply an onesh through a kavachomer. So that cannot be the source how we know you could kill a rodef. So what's the source that we know you could kill a rodef? It must be, the Gemara says, Debei Rebbe Tana Hekeshahu. There's a hekesh. The pasuk says, "Ki kasher yakum ish arayehu ritzacho." When a person stands up and you kill him, so then nefesh, and he kills a person. So then this is in the context of Naam Rasa. The whole pasuk reads, Ula nara lo sasa davar, ein la nara chet. If nothing was done to her, so there's no chet. If she wasn't doing this willingly. And then the pasuk says, very strangely, Ki kasher yokum ish arayehu, retacho nefesh kena davar zeh. So what's Ritzicha doing in the same pasuk as Naam Rasa? Very, very strange. So the Gemara says, what's it telling us? V'chimala manu, merotzeach, Me'ata, we learn Naam Rasa from Roteach, and we learn Roteach from Naam Rasa. Two different dinim. Me'ata, Hareza Balalameh, it comes to teach, B'nim Salamin, it also learns from it. Meaning what? Makish Roteach le Naam Rasa, we're equating these two dinim. Ma Naam Rasa, Nitin Latzi le Benafsha, just like everyone agrees that you could kill the Rodef after Naam Rasa, so too through the Hekesh, after Roteach, Nitin Latzi le Benafsha, so too you could kill the Rodef, one who's chasing another person to kill him. So Naar Murasa Gufa Minon. But what's the basis that by a Naar Murasa you could kill the Rodef Achar Naar Murasa? Amar says, Kidatana Debe Rabbi Yishmael, Tatana Debe Rabbi Yishmael Vein Moshiela. The Pasuk says there's no one to save her. But Ha Yeshla Moshiela Bechol Davar Yishiyachol Ashiya. If you could save her in some other way by not killing him, by just taking out his kneecap, let's say, so then that would be preferable. Only if you can't save him that way, so then you're allowed to kill a person who's chasing that Naar Murasa. You could kill the Rodef. So once we establish you could kill a Rodef Achar Naar Murasa, through this Hekesh, we could also kill a Rodef Achar Chaveiro Lahargo. And that's the basis of killing a Rodef.
What was wrong with Losamo?
Because Losamo taught us that simply if a person is drowning, he's in danger, you have to save him. But never did we take the next step where you could kill a person who's putting him in danger. So that's the we needed to add a passage for
business.
I follow. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says halfway down, Gufa minay leros chaver shudove benayar. Quoting from above, we see a guy drowning. Ochaya goraso a listen banalav shuchayv latzilo, that you have to save the guy if he's in danger. Tamalomer lo samod al damriyach. That's the pasuk we brought above. So Gemara says, "V'ha mehalchanafka is lo samod really the source that you get of pikuach nefesh? Mehalchanafka is learned from a different pasuk. As is avedas gufa minayin. How do you know if you save a person? A person himself is being lost, not his object. His body is being lost. He's in danger. How do you know you have to return himself back? E mehalcham. So as pasuk says, rather minayin tamalomer v'hashevo. So lo, the extra pasuk lo, word lo." That even himself, if he's lost, if he's, let's say, he doesn't know where he is, he doesn't know where his house is, you have to return him. So certainly if he's dying, you have to return his neshama back. So you don't need a pasuk of lo sa'amod adam riacha. So the Gemara says, imi ha'asim, had we had the pasuk of ashev osolo to tell me you have to save a person when he's dying, habamina hanimi l'benafshe, that you have to put in your own effort in, benafshe, you save him. About mitrachu meger agure emolo, but to put an extra tircha and to start hiring people to a whole search team to look for him out in the sea, that's a whole nother level. That so far you don't have to go. Because when it comes to a person's lost object, I don't have to go out of my way to find he dropped something at the bottom of the ocean. So I need to hire scuba divers to find he lost something down. You don't have to pay that money for a Shav Zaveda. So therefore, maybe it's a limit how much I've got to do. But then the pasuk says, "Lo samar adam riecha," that you do have to pay money to save a person's life. There's a fascinating minchas chinuch. He says, based on this idea of hashaveu salo, that hashavas aveda, even hashavas gufo, is the source for saving a person who's lost. What happens if a guy is killing himself? He's suicide. He's taking his own life. So then, do you have to save him, stop him from killing himself? When it comes to hashavas aveda, if a person decides to take his object, throw it in the river, I've got no obligation to return it because he willingly threw it out. He was meyaish. But let's, so same thing, if he takes his own life, that I don't have to save him, that's the same din as Hashavas Aveda. So the Minchas Chinuch thinks there is no din to save a person when he's taking his own life. He goes, the Klechemda quotes Amara Mirutenberg that clearly argues on this case. A person is trying to take his own life, you do have a mitzvah to save him. And that's how Rav Moshe Paskin, of course, if you see someone committing suicide, there is a mitzvah deraisa and perhaps an iser of lo sam or damriacha to allow him to take his own life against the Minchas Chinuch.
Isn't it right to take your own life?
Right. But yeah. That's not my responsibility. That's that guy's.
Is there any of you?
I'm not saying Messiah the Dvar Aveira, but if you have the ability to hold, to take it back, is there a...
No, I mean, there's stam out. Not Arvis. Don't do it. It's against
the... So, what are you about to do?
All right, so Arvis and Mitzad Mitzvahs, but not... So... Fine. Tanur Rabbanan. Bryce says, Echad Rodef Acha Chaver Laharga. One guy is chasing another guy to kill him. Acha Zachar after another male. Acha Nar Hamurasa. Acha Chayvim Mises Bezdin. Acha Chayvim Krisis. All types of levels of Erva. Matzilin Osan Benafsho, you could save all the victims by killing the Rodef. Almana Lakoin Gadol, Gusha Vechalutz Lakoin Hedyot, Ein Matzilin Osan Benafsho, since these are only Chayvi Lavin, so then you cannot kill the Rodef. Nevda Baver, let's say the Aver has already been done, so it's already nothing you could do, then Ein Matzilin Osan Benafsho, you can't kill the Rodef after the Mice has been complete. Rabbi Yehuda takes it one step further, I skipped one line, sorry. Yeshla Moshia Ein. If there's another way to stop the Maisa, so then you call the cops, so then you can't take matters into your own hands and kill the guy on your own, it's fine. Rabbi Huda Omer, Afa Omeris Hanichalo, Shlo Yargenu. Even if the woman, the victim says, it's fine, leave him, still in that case, that's another example where you don't have the right to kill the Rodef. And then even though Rashi says, even though let's say she's forced into, she's scared to say, just let it be, I'm okay, even though she really doesn't want it to happen, still once she says don't, so then you have no right to kill the Rodef anymore, even though you know it's coming out of her own fear. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Huda. We don't pask in this way though. So the Gemara goes through each of these stages. How do we know? Minahani mile amarkra ulinara lo sasedava. The pasuk says, and nothing was done to the nara. This is the whole source of rodef that you're allowed to kill the rodef after nara murasa. So the Gemara says, ein linara chait mavis. There's no chait mavis to the nara. So the Gemara says, nara. The pasuk says, nara. It's written as nara, even though it's written as nara. So nara is a zachar. That if a rodef is after a zachar, you could kill the rodef. But we read it as nara. Zu nara marasa, so that includes the nara marasa case. Chait, the pasuk says, elu chayve krisos, maves, elu chayve mises bezdin. So these are all the different drushes, including which ones that you're allowed to kill, that you're supposed to kill the rodef. So the Gemara asks, kol hani lamali, what's the need for all these different inclusions? Tzvicha, you need each of these psukim. Because the ikas rachmano na'ar, if it just said na'ar, mishim delav orcha, this is something that's out of the norm, no one does, it's not a normal thing, so that's why you could kill the rodef. But when it comes to Nara Marasa, even though it's a terrible thing, it's still not considered abnormal. Man and female, something that's considered normal, even though the circumstances is very strange, but it's still somewhat normal. So it's coming, let's say, from a normal, a healthy Yetzirah, let's say. So maybe that would be allowed, not allowed, but you wouldn't have the right to kill the Rodef. So aim a low. So therefore, he has to say, since it says the Nara, even the Nara Marasa you're allowed to kill. Now, Ikas Rachmana Nara, Mishim Dekapagimla. Maybe only Nara Murasa you have the right to kill the Rodef because you're really pogame her. That you're removing Rashi says the Basulim. And she's Megana now, she's disgusted in the eyes of her husband, even though she did nothing wrong, but still it's a gnai for him. So maybe that's the case we should kill the Rodef from preventing something so bad happening. Aval Nar, the Loka Pogimla, there's no Pagam by Mishkov Zachar that's happening. So Eimalo, maybe you should have no right to kill the Rodef Acher Zachar. From the word Nar, we even kill the Rodef Acher Zachar. Now, Ikas Rachman Ahani, if you only had Nahar and Nara, I would have thought maybe Mishum Dahai Lav Archahu, Bahai Kapagamle. Maybe you killed the Mishkov Zachar guy because it's not normal, and you killed the Namarasa guy because it's something that's Pogimur. Aval Shah Arayos, other Arayos, Derchayah, that's considered, again, normal, I would call just a normal Taiva, Velo Nafish Begamayu, and the effect on the individual is not going to be as great as a Nahar Marasa. Aim low, maybe you don't have the right to kill the Rodef, so therefore, Katsa Rachmana, Chait, that no, all other Rayos are included that you should kill the Rodef. Now, E Katsa Rachmana, Chait, Tava Mina Afilu Chai Vilavin, I would think even any type of Chait, even a low level Almana Koin Gadol, Grusha Koin Hedyot, Katsa Rachmana, Maves, only a Chai Vimisa, sir, is included. Now, E Katsa Rachmana, Maves, Habamina Chavi Mises Bezdin in, but maybe Chavi Kris is low. That's why Kazer Rachamana Chait, any type of Chait that has a Misa, even though it's not Mises Bezdin, but there is some Misa attached to it. So this is the whole basis of the Joshua. So then the Gemara says, after having all of this, Olichta Rachamana Chait Umavis, Philobai Nar Vinara. You don't need, once you include all type of Mises Bezdins and Krisis, so included in that would be a Mishkav Zachar and Nar Marasa. Why is there a separate Lima Nar Nara for those two Arayos? So the Gemara says, Enachanami, you're correct. So then the question becomes, Elanar and Nara, what's the drasha from those two words? Chal mutei oved avodas chachavim v'chal mutei behema b'shabbos. One is to exclude you what might have thought that oved over this chachavim would be an iser, you should kill the rodef. No, we exclude it. And one might think also, Gemara is going to explain what the havamin is, why you would think you could kill a rodef after achar avodah zarah. Avodah zarah, there's no erva, there's no pagam. So the Gemara is going to explain that havamin. So one's telling me again, a rodef achar avodah zarah, you don't kill him.
And chayvei misos, we said, was learned from chayvei mavos, right? So wouldn't they be included in chayvei misos?
But that's, I think, in the context of arayos. So I think that was the basis. But I think the Gemara is going to address how we would have thought in the Havamina, Avodah Zarah would be included. And again, the other pasuks tell me we're excluding as one unit, Behema, Mishka Behema, and Shabbos. That's another exclusion from the Indian of Rodef. So the Gemara says, Rashi just says one more time, look at Chad Lamute Behema. He says the same idea, Mishum De Dami L'Arayos. He just says it's similar to Arayos, but it's not really one of the Arayos. And Shabbos Kedi Naktiv Agav Grara Idi Ditnam Masizin. Shabbos really wasn't part of the exclusion. There was no Havamina to include Shabbos. He just kind of brought it here because the Mishnah mentioned it earlier, but it's not really part of the Drasha. So the Gemara now says, Ule Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai de Amar Oved Avod Eschochavim Nitan Latzilim Nafsho Lamalich. So he holds actually a Rodef Achar Vodazara, you can kill him. So what does he do with the Pasuk Nar and Nara? So he says, Chalamute Behema, Chalamute Shabbos. He excludes Behema, Mishka Behema, and he excludes Shabbos as well. So the Gemara explains, Sakadaita Chamina, I would have thought Teise Shabbos Michilo Chilo Me Avod Eschochavim. Because again, Rabbi Shimon Yochai holds that Avodazara, you kill the Rodef Achar Vodazara. Once that's the case, maybe Gzer Shava Chil Chil should say Shabbos as well. You should kill a Rodev Acher Michal Shabbos as well. Comes to the Pasuk, Nar Nara, that a Rodev Acher Chil Shabbos we don't kill. So then the Gemara says, Ule Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Damar Michal Shabbos Nitin Latzil Benafsha, you do. The Yasser Shabbos Michil Chil Meavodas Chachavim. He does learn the Gzer Shava, and one does kill a Rodev Acher Chil Shabbos. So then, my Ikle Meimar, what does he do with these two Psukim of Nar and Nara? So the Gemara answers, Chad Miet Lamute Behema. One is to exclude that Mishka Behema is not included. You don't kill such a Rodef. V'idach, the other one is Aidi, the Kasar Rahman Nar, Kasav Nama, Anami Nara. There's just consistency in the Psukim here, but it really wasn't supposed to be available to make any drushes.
Yes,
Hesra for the Rodef.
No, that before we said there was like a about Machteris, that is it's Hesra the Rodef.
Right.
It's the same thing over here, because here you're watching someone run after somebody.
Right.
And you don't say anything to someone.
I don't remember, but it probably would be part of that sugi of how you connect it to Bab Machteris. Okay. So that's what I imagine. I don't remember, though. Okay, there is an interesting discussion that comes from this whole lasugya here, that person putting himself in danger to save another person, right? You're killing the rodeh, but now you're putting yourself in danger. So it gets involved in the situation, if a person's going to be put in a suffix nefashos for myself, can I then do it to save someone else? So it comes up when it comes to kidney donations, a kidney donor. So to a certain level, there's some level of suffix himself, he's losing a kidney now, to save someone else who's in vadeh bekuach nefesh. So that's a shaila. So the most posts can say you're certainly allowed to, because it's not really a suffix for a person losing a kidney. So long as he's healthy right now, the sveikus is so small, the percentage-wise. In other situations, a person, let's say, is out at sea and there's heavy waves and stuff, and that's a real danger to go in and put yourself to save the guy, that's already a more serious situation where a person has to weigh out whether it's worth putting yourself into a suffix nefashos to save someone else's vadai pikuach nefesh. Okay. The Gemara says Vayter, now halfway down the Amud. Rabbi Huda Omer Apa Omeres Henichilo Sholeher Genu. So he added in, if the woman or the victim says, it's fine, just leave it be, so that would be a situation where you would not be allowed to kill the Rodef. So the Gemara says, B'mai Kemiflugi, what's the machlokas here? Amer Rava B'makbedes Af Pigma or Menichasa Sholeher Genu. Where she's makbid on the Pagam, and she leaves him not to, she says, don't kill him. What does that mean? So Rabbanan Savri, Apagimab Kapid Rahmana, Bare Makpadas Apigma, our whole focus is on the Pagam. And Lamaisa, she's Makbin on the Pagam. She's Makbin on the Pagam in this case. Rabbi Huda, Hai de Kama Rahmana Kale, Vishim de Masa Nafshe Laktala. But halal masanafshay luktala. No, the only reason why we save the rodev is not because of the pagam, but we're trying to save the victim from being killed eventually. We're concerned that she's going to try to stop what's happening. So now she's putting herself in danger from this crazy guy. So now that crazy guy might kill her. But once she says, just leave it be, so then she's not in danger anymore. In which case, Rabbi Yehuda says that we're concerned is not about the Avera and not about the Pagam. Our concern is about her life. Once she says, leave it be, she's not going to fight against it. So then there's no reason to kill the Rodef. That's the Machlokas.
What does it mean she's Machlokas on the Pagam?
I think it means like any girl, any sensible girl will be makbid on a pagam, that if she's violated as a nar marasa or anything else, that's even though she says leave it be, we know deep down she's really concerned with her pagam. But she said she's not willing to fight this guy, so just let him do what he wants to do. So in that case, she's not in danger anymore because she's not fighting it, but at the same time there will be a pagam that she and all of us are going to be makbid on. So that's the nafgamina. So that's the nekudas hamachlokas. So the Gemara says, "Amar leira papa leabaye almana lekoyin gadol nami kapagim lem." What do you mean? Almana chasing a kohen gadol, there's a pagam. So the Gemara says, or really, kohen gadol chasing almana, there's a pagam. Almana chasing a kohen gadol, because now the kohen gadol is violating an iser. So the Gemara says, "Amar le apagima raba kapirachmana apigma zuta lo kapirachmana." Only in a very serious type of pagam are we concerned, such as one of the arayos of krisos that are very severe. When it comes to a man and kohen gadol, it's an erva that she becomes a halala, but it doesn't create a serious, not a din of the erva, and it's a much, much less pagam. There is a discussion in the Minchas Chinuch whether or not a person who's rodev acher hanida, whether that's considered you could kill such a rodev. That's not discussed here. Now, on one hand, nida is bechlal chayve krisis. On the other hand, but a nida, a child that came about from a nida, won't be considered a mamzer either. So they go back and forth about this, and it's a general question whether or not nida is considered one of the arayos. I've mentioned this many times in the past. This Rav Yosef Engel talks about this. There's a Inshim Machlokas in the Ritva and Psachim, I think Daf Chafei, that whether or not Yag Vayavor applies to a nida, person says, Baal this nida, or I'll kill you. So there's 2 days whether or not you're allowed to Baal a nida, or you should take your life and willing to give your life up not to be involved with this nida. So that's a Machlokas. That depends on whether or not nida is considered one of the Arayos or not. Okay, the Gemara now says, Chait Elu Chayve Krisos. That includes that even Chayve Krisos, you would have to kill the Rodef. So the Gemara asks Urminhu, based on the Sugya and Ksubis, Ve'elu Naros Sheyeshlan Knas. The following are examples of girls that there's a Knas. That if a person is Ba on the Nara, so then he would have to pay a Knas. So what are the examples? Habal Achoso, one who's Ba on his sister, so he would still have to pay a Knas. Because since there's only Chayve Krisos, we have a concept of Kimle with the Rabbi Minei. So a person's getting Misa and Mamun at the same time, he only pays Misa, he only gets Misa rather, he doesn't pay Mamun. So the Gemara says, HaBal Achoso, so there's a Chiv Kares there, yet he still pays money. So why? Shouldn't the Chiv Kares exempt him from paying the Knas? We said above here. So taking a step further, whenever there's a Chiv Kares, so there's a Rodev, let's say a guy is chasing after a sister. So now he's a Rodev Acher Chiv Krisus. So I've got an obligation to kill the Rodef, this brother. Now I've got to kill him. So now let's say he's successful in being with his sister. So now he pays a knas. But how can he pay a knas? He has a chiyamisa instead because I have to kill him. So that's kimle b'the rabbi mune. So how come the mission ksubas could say that haba alachoso, he pays a knas? He's a Rodef, and a Rodef you have to kill. So by the way, you see from here another proof that there's a killing a Rodef is a din of Mises Bezdin. Because otherwise it wouldn't be kimle with the rabbi minay. So the fact that I have a chiv to kill him, that's going to exempt, it should exempt him from paying knas. So how come the Mishnah says you pay a knas in the ba ala choso? So the Gemara says, Amru Rabbanan kameh derav chista. The answer is, Mishas ha'ra tipagma ifterla miktala memona lo mishalim ad gemar bia. So different stages here. So what happens? The shas ha'ra, the beginning process of the maisibia, so then he's pogemer, and he's ifterle miktala, and he's you can say, yeah.
At that moment, he's no longer a chayav in Misa.
Right, exactly. There you go. After that, the Shas Hara. So once he did Shas Hara, so then there's no Chiyam Misa anymore. He had a Chiyam Misa before that point. But once he did Shas Hara, so then she's already been violated. The pogam exists, and now Iftala Mikatla, you can't kill him anymore. And then Mamona Lo Mishalim Ad Gemar Bia. But the Chi of Knas only comes at Shas Gemar Bia. So we know Kimle but the Rabbi Mene only applies Bi'in if it happened at the same moment here. Shas Misa is the beginning of Bia. And Mamon is Sof Bia, so therefore we don't apply Kimle Bidi Rabbi Minei. That's the understanding in the Rav Chista. Gemara says this all makes sense. Hanich Leman Damar Ha'ara Zu Neshika. If you assume Hara is Neshika, which is the beginning of Misa, Bia rather. El Leman Damar Ha'ara Zu Hachnas Zatara, Ma'ik Lememer. If you assume that's really, it's called Sof Bia, so then it happened at the same time. You have the right to kill him, he's a Rodef, until Hachnas Zatara, until Sof Bia. And that's the same exact moment where the Knas kicks in. So shouldn't you apply Kimle Bidi Rabbi Minei? So the Gemara says no. Ela Amar Rav Chista. The example here is Kigon Shebaleh Shlo Kedarka VeChazer Baleh Kedarka. What's going on here? So Rashi says the three lined up from the bottom here. Shebaleh who Oacher either the person himself or some other individual Kvar Shlo Kedarka VeChazer Ubaleh Kedarka Delo Niten VeBiazula Tzila Benavsho Shekvar Nichtugma. So first she was violated Shlo Kedarka. So that was a Rodef Acher the girl. So that's already considered that was the Misa. But once she's been Pogam, so a person's Pogam her a second time, you can't be Pogam a second time. Once the Na'ar Marasa was violated once, there's already Pogam there. So then the second offense was Kedarka, and Knas only comes when it's Kedarka. So there are two different Maisim here, and it's not a situation of Kimle Bidi Rabbi Minei. That's the second suggestion of the Gemara. And the third suggestion, we'll stop here. There's going to be more tomorrow because it goes deep into the next stuff. Should we go next? Let's maybe we have time actually. Rav Amar b'manichaso shlo yahargenu. The situation where she said, you know what? Leave it be. Leave it aside. And Rabbi Yehudi. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda held that if she says, the victim says, it's okay, I'm okay with this, so then there is no chiv to kill him anymore. If it's a regular case of Rodef, Einachanami, Habala Chosa would be pater from the Knas. But if she says, just forget about it, so there's no chiv misa at that point, so then the Knas would kick in. So that's the okimta of the Mishnah, why there would be a Knas on Ba'ala Chosa.
Why does she have right to say, I'm
left one? She doesn't have the right. She does not have the right. But if she does, in Echonami,
it doesn't make a difference. He's committing something that's what the...
But the Gemara Gwara Pasuk before...
She's saying,
Master Asma Lekatla, she's
saying. But who just said, the understanding is that only when she... The reason why you kill the Rodef, the whole basis of killing a Rodef is because you want to save the victim. She's going to fight against what's going on. The moment she says, I'm not fighting, so she's not in danger anymore. Once she's not in danger, then you have no right to kill the Rodef.
Was the action done already?
No, this is before it's been done.
So she's basically saying, okay, Lord, what are you guys getting involved?
She didn't want to put her life in danger. That's all, so...
What do you mean her life? Her life's not in danger anymore.
It could, sure, no.
Kill him.
No, it could be. If the guy's chasing after, so now she's going to fight it, so she could be struggling with the guy, and the guy could just kill her. So now we don't want her to die, so we say, kill the Rodef so she doesn't die. But if she says, guys, I'm fine here, I'm not going to fight it, so then we step back and then let it happen because she's not in danger anymore. She admitted that she's willing to just be the victim. Fine.
She's ready to be the victim. So what? We don't have to allow that. Back to a person committing suicide, the same thing. Or if a guy, she says, I don't mind.
You let the guy commit suicide.
That was my focus. We try not to, but the point is here that no, the whole, again, the base of killing a Rodef is only if the Rodef is going to kill her. But if she's not willing, she's not going to fight it, so there's not going to be die. There's no reason to kill.
But
that's not his concern for Rabbi Yehuda, at least. Rabbanan say it's about the Pagam. Let's just do two more lines in the next Amud, then we'll continue tomorrow. The Gemara says there is another answer of when Habal Achoso, you pay the Knas, and that's Shitas Rapapa. Rapapa Amar Bimefuta, I said two more answers, sorry. Rapapa Amar Bimefuta Vidivri Akol. The situation where she did this willingly, and doing it willingly, she wasn't being chased down, there's no case of Rodef here. She was involved in this willingly, and therefore, since there's no Chi of Misa to kill the Rodef, there's no one to Rodef here, that's why there would be an Inyan of a Knas. And then the final answer is the Shita of Abaye Amar B'yachal Lahatzil Be'echad Me'evarav Rabbi Yonason Ben Shalhi. That is a situation where you could have saved the Rodef, you could have stopped the event by shooting his kneecap, and he would have been saved. Instead, he shot him in the head and killed him. So that's a situation where there would be a Chiv Knas, because there was no Chiv Misa. You didn't have to kill him. You just had to shoot him in the kneecap. Since you could have shot him in the kneecap, there wasn't a misa over his head. And when he was balachoso, so then he was. There is a chiv knas. So that the Gemara is going to bring tomorrow. How we see, we can even bring it now, right? Can we? Actually, this is going to go well into the next stop. So let's stop here then. We'll continue with the Shita, Rabbi Yonis Ben Shaul, tomorrow, Mirza Hashem.